Once upon a time, there was a kind carpet named Geppetto.
I feel very lonely. I have nobody to talk to. I work all day, making chairs and tables. But now, I will do something different. Something I've never done.
So, he took a piece of pine wood and started making a puppet. He worked all day, carefully carving its detail.
How beautiful it is. How I wish that you were a real boy. I have always wanted to have a son. Your name will be Pinocchio.
That night, when Geppetto was sleeping, a blue fairy came to his house. He started at the puppet and said,
Pinocchio, it is true, you are beautiful. And with my magic wand, I will give you life.
Then the puppet opened his eyes and started moving slowly. And the fairy added,
Pinocchio, I want you to be a brave, honest and generous boy. So every time you tell a lie, your nose and your ears will grow, and when you tell the truth, they will be normal again.
Then the fairy disappeared. Next morning, when Geppetto woke up, he heard somebody calling him.
Father, father.
Who's calling me?
It's me, Pinocchio. Don't you recognize me?
It seems like I'm dreaming. Finally, I have a son.
A few days later, Geppetto started thinking about Pinocchio's education.
Pinocchio, you need to go to school.
But, father, I want to be with you always.
So do I, Pinocchio, but you have to learn. I want you to be an intelligent boy. I can teach you many things that you can only learn in school.
Then I'll go to school. I will study hard so that I can have a good job and earn a lot of money.
We don't need the money, Pinocchio. We are happy the way we live.
I know, father, but I want to buy you a coat.
Very well, but now go to school. It's getting late.
Goodbye, father.
Goodbye, Pinocchio.
When Pinocchio was on his way to school, he heard a man shouting.
Come in, ladies and gentlemen. Come and see our puppet show.
A puppet show? Wow, puppet like me. I want to go and see them.
So Pinocchio, instead of going to school, he went to see the puppet show.
Oh, I'm so happy that I want to dance with them.
And he climbed onto the stage and started dancing. But soon he realized that they were not real puppets like him.
I can dance and sing better than this puppet, and I don't need strings like they do.
Get off my stage!
Then, when the audience saw that he didn't have strings, they started shouting,
Hooray!
Hooray! Hooray!
They like him. Boy, do you want to be in our show? You can earn a lot of money.
No, because I have to go to school.
Then take these coins. You danced very well.
Thank you, sir.
And Pinocchio left the theater and started walking to school. Then he heard some calling him.
Well, well, well. Are you in a hurry, little boy?
Yes, I'm going to buy a coat for my father.
Oh, come on. That's not enough money to buy a coat. Wouldn't you like to have more?
Yes, but how?
That's easy. If you plant your coins in the field of miracles, a plant will grow and it will give you a lot of money.
And where's the field?
We will take you there.
Then they took Pinocchio's money, so the cat and the fox, who in fact were two liars, took Pinocchio to a far away place.
Is this the place?
Yes, it is. This
the place where you will give us your money.
But she said...
I know what I said.
Didn't they tell you not to trust strangers?
Then they took Pinocchio's money, tied him to a tree, and left him there all by himself.
Help, help, somebody help me, please.
But nobody heard him. Then the blue fairy appeared, but Pinocchio could not tell her the truth.
And when did you lose the coins?
When I was crossing the river.
Then Pinocchio felt strange.
What is happening to me? Why is my nose growing?
And he started crying.
I once told you that every time you tell a lie, your nose will grow, and when you tell the truth, it will shrink. Now go straight on and don't stop for any reason.
Thank you, your fairy. I'll never lie again. You can be sure of that.
I hope so, Pinocchio.
When Pinocchio was on his way home, he met two boys that were laughing and playing.
What is happening?
We're going to Funland.
What kind of place is that? I never heard of that place.
It's a place where there is a party every day. There's no school and no teacher. Do you want to come with us?
Then the blue fairy appeared.
Didn't you promise you would like to school?
Yes, I have been there.
And then his ears started changing. Now he had donkey ears.
Mom, I'm sorry, I lied again.
Go home, Pinocchio.
Yes, blue fairy.
He went home, but Geppetto wasn't there. Then he heard someone calling him. Pinocchio, Pinocchio.
What's wrong?
Pinocchio, I was at the beach and I saw Geppetto going into the water, when suddenly a big whale swallowed him.
Let's go, I had to save him.
When the whale appeared again, it swallowed him too. When he was inside the whale, he saw Geppetto and both huge.
We had to get out of here. We will burn a fire so the whale opens his mouth.
And they did. When they were out of the whale's mouth, they swam towards the beach. Then the blue fairy appeared.
Geppetto, your dream will come true.
And the blue fairy touched Pinocchio with her magic wand.
Look at me, father. I'm a real boy.